Hello and welcome to the Print Pod, our daily podcast on the important news of the day. My name is Pia Krishnakutty and I'm the special correspondent covering foreign affairs and trade for the Print. And we're going to talk about how the US reacted to the implementation of the CAA or the Citizenship Amendment Act earlier this week. As you know, the CAA came into effect earlier this week, March 11th to be exact. And the US State Department on Friday expressed concern over the notification from the Indian government about this act, adding that it will be closely monitoring implementation of this law. During a press briefing on Friday, the US State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller had this to say. We are concerned about the notification of the Citizenship Amendment Act on March 11th. We are closely monitoring this act. Respect for religious freedom and equal treatment under the law for all communities are fundamental democratic principles, he said. Now, under the CAA, refugees from six minority religious communities, except Muslims from Bangladesh, Afghanistan, and Pakistan, are allowed to fast-track their process towards citizenship. This act works on the assumption that these are communities which faced religious persecution in these three countries. However, it excludes communities such as the Rohingyas in Bangladesh who had fled Myanmar. This act also places the condition that citizenship can only be fast-tracked if such refugees and individuals have lived in India for 6 years and had entered the country before 31st December 2014. If you recall, in 2019, when this controversial law was passed by the Indian Parliament, it sparked protests across the country. And it was also seen in tandem with the National Register of Citizens, or the NRC, which aims to deport illegal immigrants. Now, let's fast forward a little bit to today. It's not just the US that has expressed concern over the implementation of CAA. It's also the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, who told Reuters on Wednesday that the law is fundamentally discriminatory in nature and even said it is in breach of India's international human rights obligations. If you recall, in 2019, before the CAA was passed, in fact, it was the CAB at that time, the Citizenship Amendment Bill. Now, during that time, it was yet to be passed in the Rajya Sabha, and the US Commission on International Religious Freedom, a federal body in the US known as the USCIRF, raised concerns over the proposed legislation, the CAB, that's what I'm talking about. And after raising concerns about CAB, it recommended sanctions against Home Minister Amit Shah and others should this bill be passed. At the time, the USCIRF said, if the CAB, the Citizenship Amendment Bill, passes in both houses of parliament in India, the United States government should consider sanctions against the Home Minister and other principal leadership. This was a statement that the USCIRF said on 9th December 2019. The CAB became the CAA on 11th December 2019 when it was passed by the Indian Parliament, and the US government back then under the Donald Trump administration did not take any such action or sanctions against India. Before we wrap up, I should remind you that India is home to the second largest Muslim population in the world after Indonesia. We have about 200 million Muslims within our border. Thank you so much for listening. This is Pia Krishnakutty for The Print.